Well, the turmoil in Iraq has now entered its third week. Militants from the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant have wreaked havoc in different parts of Iraq, that is, since the beginning of the crisis. But it seems some parties are using the crisis to pressure the Iraqi government to change the rules of democracy in the country. More details on this report.
This is Iraq, and these are army soldiers who have been deployed to combat zones to confront the terrorist ISIL militants. The crisis has already caused many civilian deaths. Thousands more have also been forced to leave their homes because of the atrocities committed by the militant group. During the past few days, the U.S. and its Western and regional allies have stepped up their pressure on Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki to form what's been described as a national unity government. They claim the formula will bring the crisis to an end. But Maliki, whose State of the Law coalition won more seats than others in the parliamentary vote in April, has rejected the calls as a coup against Iraq's constitution.
It is not a secret to Iraqis the grave intentions harbored behind the call for the formation of a so-called government of national salvation. It is an attempt to eliminate our nascent democracy and to ignore voters' opinions. The call to form a government of national salvation would torpedo the constitution and the political process.
Maliki has also said he's committed to forming a new government when the parliament convenes on July the 1st. The Iraqi presidency has also said a session of parliament will be held on that date. Iraq's crisis began after Takfiri militants, who are widely believed to be funded and orchestrated by Saudi Arabia and Qatar, captured several cities in the north of the country. Iraqi officials say the offensives were carried out through the direct involvement of high-ranking officers affiliated with the country's outlawed Ba'ath Party. But despite all the plots, Baghdad says it remains steadfast in fighting the terrorists to prevent its opponents from exploiting the situation as a bargaining chip.